All right, so we're still number 147. This is page 153, at least the one that I have here. And we are trying to really work in avodah on the sugya of yira, yira sona specifically. Let's just start a paragraph above. We must now emphasize something else. Just as a person has times when he feels that he's growing spiritually and times when he feels he is falling, right? If a person is spiritually sensitive, many people don't feel it at all. Some people just, you know, go through life without any, they're not paying attention. Right? Whatever you pay attention to, we feel everything. We feel everything. You feel cold, you feel hot, you feel up, you feel down. But you might not be focusing on that. You might not be attentive. Whichever word, attentive. You might be attentive to it, and therefore, in a certain way, it doesn't matter, and it's definitely not going to change. Right? We want to become people who are spiritually sensitive. Not only do we go to shul, go to learn, go to do mitzvahs, we want to be connected to like where we're holding in that a little bit. Not to be obsessed, that's not the point, but to be sensitive, to be focused, to be awake and conscious of our ruchness, right? That it's not just another thing that we do. I go to work and I go to shir. Those shouldn't be the same types of things. So when a person, he feels that he's growing spiritually or he feels he's falling, a person should know that there exist different pathways for each of these times. The Sfarim, of course, Rabbi Nachman, this is what he deals with a lot. Right? We have to recognize that we're human beings, we're normal, we're real, and there are times we're going up and there's a mahalach for that, and there's times we're feeling down and there's a mahalach for that. Nothing's bad. It's just different. It's just different. The pathways for spiritual service for times of growth are all of Hashem's greatness, or the opportunity for a person to enter into new realms, to push himself. When a person's feeling good, he's feeling up, he's feeling connected, so now he feels like he can push his limits. He can try to strive for higher madrigas. You're not going to do that when you're feeling bad and you feel like I haven't davened, I haven't learned in like 2 weeks and everything's going wrong. You're not going to try to push then. You can't. That's not part of our, you know, system. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try if you can, but the person has to know himself. The problem is when a person doesn't know himself and he pushes hard when he's down and he puts it on coasting when he's up, this is the problem. That's the natural way, in a certain way, and then that's off. So when he's down, he's pushing, and he's not going to get it, and therefore he gets depressed. And when he has the opportunity of growth, his heart opens up, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him an opportunity to grow. He's like, oh, things are good. Let's just coast the same way that I was always doing. No. Now's the opportunity to push a little bit more, go to the next rung. So the pathway for spiritual service at times of growth are all of Hashem's greatness. Love of Hashem and the like. Push bigger, greater, better, stronger. The pathway for times of regression is yiras onesh. When a person's regressing, you need to hold your ground, yiras onesh, don't fall further. We're not falling. Regression doesn't really mean regression. Regression means you're not gaining now. Dig into the trenches, hold your ground, try to keep your siddharm to whatever you can. Try not to do extraordinary, you know, sins that you're not used to because you're feeling down, right? Which is the Eitz HaRa, we know that's the Sfarim Kedoshim say that that's why atzvus and sadness and all that world is the worst, because it opens you up to all types of avodas that you never would have thought of. But like, who cares anyway? Like that lashon, who cares anyway if I do this? Like, what's the big deal? Anyway, I don't feel good about myself. And then you do something that's really, really bad, and then you're in a bad spot. Now you're in a bad spot mentally, not from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's always equal. But then in your head, you get in your head, and then down, and it's hard to turn it back up. So hold the ground. Yiras onesh. This is how Hashem made the world. Therefore, each type of avodah is precious to Hashem if performed properly. A person being in the bottom of the pit, the lowest place of his life, and Rabbi Nachman says, Aye, one of the biggest Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, one of the greatest abilities for a person to grow in avodah Hashem is actually when he's at the deepest part of the deepest pit of his life. We don't ask to go there. If you're there, there's an opportunity for growth. If you're in that deep, dark hole, in a bad place, you have just an opportunity to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu as you do when your mom is flying high and the Eel and Yom Kippur. The avodah is going to be different, but you can serve him in a different way. And it's equally loved by him, if that's what you're holding.
This would be a tangent, but what are the mechanics of that? Is that because there's nowhere to go but up, or like a person also?
Kodesh Baruch Hu is equally everywhere.
Even when a person's in that state, he goes just. go to Yayush. So there is like a...
That's, again, that's the problem. The problem is that everything is dependent on our mind, on our belief. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, always, never to change. At the top of the mountain and the lowest pit. He's everywhere. Let's also upon him in it. This is Emunah 101, right? He's everywhere. It's our ability to believe that, to perceive that, to connect to that. When a person's, what we usually use as the Lashon, down, he fell, he sinned, that means he might have done actually something, but Rabbi Nachman always says, you nofil bedas. Always says, I always point that out when we're learning the Gemara. Person, he says, Rabbi Nachman, don't be nofil bedas. Don't be nofil. Everybody falls. You did something wrong. You did something that wasn't according to your madrega. You got angry. You sinned. Everybody does that. That's life. But then, what's the reaction to that? Most people have a nefilah badas, which is also normal, natural. But how much of a nefilah badas are you going to have? Meaning, I'm low. I feel bad about myself. This is the whole shift of the mind goes down. We think being at the bottom of the pit is bad, and is much worse than being at the top of the mountain. That's of course because we're trained that way from the natural world. But in Emunah, is that true? In Emunah, it's not true. Because the same Borei Olam is one step away when we're on top of the mountain. You have to just, when you're on top of the mountain, you still have to strive for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you're the bottom of the pit, he's also one step away from you. You still have to strive. It's going to look different. The bottom of the pit, you're not opening up a Gemara and, you know, learning an extra 5 minutes. All you're saying is, Ayeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I've fallen and I want to get close to you. That avoda, which takes 10 seconds, real in your heart, is the same as a person at the top of the mountain learning an extra hour every day for 2 weeks if he's flying high. What's the difference? To Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no difference. Each person is trying his best to serve him at his madrega and even a little bit above his madrega. So the bottom of the pit, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, just look for me. That's it. Ayeh Mokam Kavoda, La Ritzo. Where is the Makam of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How have I fallen to this place? It's the real deal. It's based on real Amuna. It's not based on logic.
Ironically.
Amuna logic, yeah.
We know Kirva because we know Bavavi.
Kirva Selukim Litov?
Yours close to Hashem.
You
might not feel it, but he's there.
You could be.
But when a person falls to that Madriga, in a way, as far as Das, it's because he probably lacks Amuna. So then what do you get?
Potentially. So therefore, he lacks a full sense. So when you're in that pit, where you're really holding, in the Sein Emunah, what's your avoda? Just that one step up. One step. Where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Aye. That's really where he's holding. Right?
In like, yes, because it sounds geschmack. But I was like, well, whatever. I get the final question.
Clearly, a time of regression is not the time to start working on to acquire Yerushalayim. You can't start, you don't train in the battlefield. You have to have trained before, right? You can't learn to shoot a gun, then you're gonna die. You need to prepare how to shoot a gun well before. Because then one is lax and it's hard to acquire anything. Right? When you're in that low state, you're not looking to necessarily grow. You're looking to hold on. After it's all said and done, as much as you held on, you will have grown and you'll gain strength from that. But in the time, just hold on. However, it is proper to employ Yiras Onesh. There is a Ribono Shel Olam and there's punishment. Let's not dip any further because I can get punished for that. In a deeper sense, one must rectify his panemius, the inner soul level, which is accomplished through love of Hashem and the like, as well as the Chitzonius, the external body level, which is accomplished through Yira. Okay. This combination of hold your ground, as low as it is, just hold on. Why? Because I'm going to get punished. And B, because really, really, there is a Kirvas Elokim, there is a love I have for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I do want to connect to him. If you could do both of those. That's the inner and the outer. Yira is always the chitzonius of the Ahava. It's supposed to be. Right? Real Yira, real Gevura, is always the wall surrounding an inner Nakuda called Chesed, called the Ahava. Right? We're discussing that with the Makom Gevura, with the Shul. There's a structure, but inside that structure is Ahava between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Tzimtzum, there's the Kav. Symptom is Gvura, is Yira. Kav is Ahava, is Chesed, right? Oh, it's how it's supposed to be. Because the flow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down from Keser to Chachma to Bina to Chesed, then to Gevura. As the flow comes down, there's a hisgalus, there's a revelation from Pinimis to Chitzonius. So Kesser's the most Pinimis, you can't see anything. Then Chachma, then Pinimis, then Chesed, and then Gevura. Everything's one of the ways of the flow is that it's layers on top of layers on top of layers on top of layers. The Malchus being the most outer layer, Kesser being the most inner layer. Right, you've probably seen those pictures, right? Where it's a dot, and then there's the circles around and around and around and around. Onion. The onion. So Chesed is one level within, Ahava is one level within Gevura. There's different ways to have the flows, but that's one of the major ways. That every Gevura is supposed to be, if it's a pure, true, emezdika Gevura, it has to have Ahava on the inside. When you reprimand your children, it has to be from a place of Ahava. It looks like Gevura, it feels like Gevura, you're acting like, yeah, 100%. But if it's coming from, I love my children and I want them to be the best they could be, then you're good. If it's coming from, I can't stand these kids, I wish I never had them, now you're in trouble. That's not chinuch, that's bad. Right? So the Gevura always is supposed to be coming from a place of Ahava. That's why if a person just reacts in a way of Gevura, Lav Dafka is coming from Ahava. You need to really work it through. You really need to think about it. Like, where is it coming from? What's motivating me? Because if I'm yelling at this kid because of my gaiva, now you're mamash off. Now you're off. And don't blame the kids later when they didn't learn the lesson, because anyway it wasn't true. It's coming from a place of your own covenant, your own gaiva. Why would that work? Not because the kid understands that. Because the Kadosh Baruch is the one who runs the world, and he's the one who lets the kid decide if he's going to follow you or not follow you. So if it comes from a place of Ahava, you have a better chance. There's no guarantees of anything. But if your whole educational system is coming from a place of Gevura and Yira because of your covenant and your Gaiva and all these things, what are you sending to this person? What are you sending to this kid? You're sending him covenant and Gaiva. So then that's how he's going to act, with covenant and Gaiva against his father. It doesn't work so much. What?
Against you, right.
Against you, yeah. But we think, if you yell at the kid, then he should listen. You're just teaching him Kavod and Gaiva. Again, so he's going to then learn Kavod and Gaiva. There is a system to this world, but you can't, if you just see the world with your eyes, you have no chance. There's an inner world going on, and it's real, and you can't fake the system. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the inner motivations, the flows of life, the circuitry of life, that everything that's going through this computer right now, you can't see anything on the inside. We see the screen. What's going on the inside? No idea. And that's the real, whatever's going on the inside is going to show up on the outside, right? If something changes on the inside, something's not going to work on the outside. We have to understand that which we see on the outside is not the real MS, because what you say and what you mean might be two totally different things, right? I could be saying, I love you, and in my heart of hearts, I'm saying, I hate you. So we should just know that how the world is going to react to that statement of I love you is really going to be, I hate you. That's how the world's going to react. Maybe not that second, but over time, the world will react with, as a response to, I hate you, not I love you. Because there's only so much you can fake when the real stuff is, right, turning inside. This is why we have to learn the world of Pinimius. Because then only then we understand why things are happening the way they're happening. Or else we keep doing and something... And a different, we're doing A, and A is supposed to cause B, but every time I do A, C is come, and I do A again and C. Like, what's going on over here? You push the A button, he's supposed to jump. Why is it? You ever have that in video games? I remember years ago, sometimes when the circuits get messed up, you push A, he's supposed to jump, he ducks, and then what? And somehow the buttons got switched around. It happened, you know, in like Game Boy world, you know. So you have to B is it, because it's not about the outer what you're doing on the outside. It's what you really, what's the inner motivation, and if you don't know what that is, you could be sending messages total opposite of what you're saying your whole life. And they're reacting, the world's reacting to your inner messages. You have no idea what you're saying. You're saying the opposite. So you think everybody's crooked, when in fact, you're crooked. This is happening all the time. Right? I always tell this is the greatest joke, right? Where the guy was driving. It's such an important joke, but it's true. Guy's driving on the highway, and he gets a call from his wife, right? An older guy is driving on the highway, and he gets a call from his wife. Honey, be careful. I just saw on the news that there's a crazy guy driving the wrong way on the highway. He goes, one guy? They're all driving the wrong way on the highway. Right? So if you're that old guy, and everything's going against you, why is that? Maybe I'm wrong. But if you don't even have that ability to stop and say, maybe I'm doing something off. Maybe it's coming from me somehow. You're just going to be living in a fantasy opposite A-B duck jump world, you know? You're going to be totally off.
So Brian Dekar Kamperm, he talks about this concept, very simple concept of, we always look at the chitzonius, like in one of those Perm is really the primus, is each the brush one, but we're so focused on the chitzonius, on the outward way things look without kind of delving in. When you see delve in, you see the brush one.
And that's what we're learning here. The whole point of the sefer is to get us to that panemius. It's the whole sefer. Open up, and that's why learning panemius of Torah is so important, because you start to learn the circuits of the world. There's a lot of circuits going on. You learn them one by one, and if you're into it, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up your head and your mind and your heart, you could start to really know which circuits go where and what's going on. And there's some big mistakes, some big blockages in the circuits. You know, with Gaiva and Kina and Taiva, all these are huge, huge problems. Because if you have those, you could think you're sending out certain messages, and it's totally, totally not. Because it's really coming from a Kina, a Taiva, and a Kavod. The world's going to respond to you in the complete opposite way that you thought. All right. We really move on. So I guess we'll try to finish this tomorrow. All right.